This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, and welcome to Intravenous. On CJSF 90.1 FM, you are listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today on this lovely Wednesday, not fully dry day. But I do hope that the last week of sunshine and milder temperatures was enjoyed and you got a chance to get outside. I took advantage of that great weather and I was out multiple times of the day. Yes, I work. Yes, I have projects on the go, but I made sure that I was out there doing one of my favorite things, which is walking. I have loved walking for years. I feel like walking is underrated, like people don't give it enough credit for the benefits that it can offer you. And I feel that it's kept me quite fit as a mature woman. I enjoy it. It's not too stressful on the body, not too stressful on the joints. And especially when the days are nice, that like what we've experienced for the last little bit, it's even sweeter. You know, it allows to, you know, bring a lot of like balance to my days. And for me, I've loved walking, not just for the physical like benefits that it gives me, right? Not for the fact that it is, you know, great for physical activity. I don't have to go to the gym, you know, I'm able to do something in moderation, but it does allow me to decompress. It allows me to release stress. If I'm in a situation that I don't want to explode, I go for a walk. I've even walked when I've been in unsafe situations. That has been something that I've done. I also find that it's a really great mode of transportation because I don't have to rely on anyone for getting myself in or out of a situation. So I do love that. And it has been a way for me to deal with any issues that I might have. Like, that's a perfect time for me to sort of contemplate. I tend to get creative. So many ideas pop into my mind when I'm walking. I feel like sometimes I need to have a recorder to capture all of that. But one of the wildest things that just like popped into my head over the last little while, and I think it's because we've had like so many days of beautiful weather, right? So it was, you know, I was really out there and it just hit me like this beautiful act of, you know, walking can be so chill, so relaxing, but it can actually be unsafe. In my history of walking, I have stumbled into areas of cities that I probably shouldn't have stumbled into. I have been like in my own little world and like lost. This is like before having access to Google. I've been like in neighborhoods and stuff where I like had no idea where I was, just because my feet took me on a journey. So yeah, I feel like today we are going to have a bit of a conversation around walking and how sometimes it can not be the most safest activity. So I do want to just put a little disclaimer out there. If you have little ones around, some of the conversations that might be had later today, during this hour might not be appropriate. And then also I want to put it out there for that there might be some triggering conversations that may be had today. So I just want to put that out there because if you are living in the Lower Mainland, you will know that the rain is back, and the rain is going to be back over the next little while. And it doesn't mean that we won't be out there walking, because I walk in all of the weather, but it is a different type of energy when we're walking when it's a little bit more gray. So I do want to talk about some of the dark sides of walking, especially as women. So I do have a guest that is joining me today again to discuss walking, discuss sort of safety at SFU, because that's where we are broadcasting from. We'll have like different perspectives, sort of as a person who works here and a person who resides here and goes to school here. But before I get into things, I am going to play a few tracks to start off the show. I am going to play a bit of music throughout the show, and that will allow for us to have moments to pause and to reflect. But, okay, the first song that we are going to hear is from an artist that I have worked with when I lived in Calgary. I had the opportunity to see this artist at many shows at the beginning of their career. Yolanda Sargent is one half of the project that I am going to be playing for you today, and this is going to be from a duo called Sargent and Comrade. I stumbled on their album on the CJSF Digital Library last week, and I'm so excited to share some of their music today. They are going to be kicking off the set with their track Straight to the Moon, and that's going to be off of the album Lo-Fi Future. This version is the Mo Gravy mix featuring Flytrap, and after that you are going to hear Her Motives Are Silent with the song These Words. And then to end off the set is Steph Cameron, who's going to give us the song Come to Find off of her album Blood Moon. And if you don't know me yet, you'll know that I love everything about the moon, so I'm really excited to play that track. And Blood Moon was an album that was released in 2025, so fairly new. So here we are, starting off with Sargent and Comrade with Straight to the Moon.
Y'all keeping it chill. I'm keeping it cool. Going straight to the moon. Straight to the moon. I got the moon. Just watch what I do. To the moon. And we're gonna get our break it tonight.
You don't wanna get up with one tonight.
Just watch how I do.
Rat race, handshakes with apes, going to the moon, out of space. Can you keep up with the pace? I'm first place. I jump off, I blast off, I launch off, going high. We'll be right back.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, silent crimes broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
This is Bird Note. Looking out at the ocean, we might just see a chaos of waves and troughs. But, like an expert angler, a tern can read the surface of the water to find where to catch its next fish. Researchers studying the feeding habits of terns piloted a drone to learn how the birds zero in on good fishing spots. By flying the drone at an altitude of 100 meters, well above the feeding terns, the scientists got a detailed look at the birds' flight paths without disturbing them from the hunt. The flight paths showed that the terns seek out turbulent water. They tend to dive for fish where colliding currents form a vortex. The swirling water traps small fish near the surface, the perfect place for terns to snatch them up. When the terns spot new bubbly upwellings at a distance, they fly to them as the rising currents can bring other prey animals along for the ride. Using drones to observe airborne birds from a safe distance is helping reveal how they see the world. For the terns, the water's surface isn't just nice to look at. It's a map to their next meal. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Hello, hello, and we are back. I'm just going to recap some of the tracks that we heard in that first set. We had Straight to the Moon by Sergeant and Comrade. Followed by that was These Words by Her Motives Are... These Words, sorry, and that was by Her Motives Are Silent. And the final track was by Steph Cameron with Come to Find. Now, I'm really happy to welcome our guest to Intravenous for today's conversation, Dean Tervish, our Volunteer Arts and Entertainment Coordinator, is here with me today at CJSF 90.1 FM to talk about walking and the safety of it. As you know, I started the show off talking about like my love for walking and the fact that I love it because it's so carefree and easygoing and, you know, it's such a chill activity, but it also can still be dangerous. Like there are some times that I have walked back in the day where I've received uninvited attention by a man, and it usually starts off really friendly and then it ends up feeling very unsafe. And in many cases, if you don't accept the advance, like maybe they've asked you for a phone number, whatever the case may be, some people have experienced like violence. I remember many times back in the day when social media wasn't really a thing, you know, I remember giving like incorrect phone numbers as a way to just kind of like get out of the situation. It can be dangerous as well as that can be. So I am going to be chatting with Dean here today. So Dean, welcome.
Hello.
So as you know, I've been talking about walking. What does walking mean to you?
I think genuinely walking is probably the most important exercise for me.
Right.
I am known for saying I've got to get my steps in.
Hey, gotta get your steps in.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where like if I stand up to leave somewhere, someone asks if I'm going to get my steps in.
Yes.
it's a means of calming myself down. Right. It's a means of just like casual exercise without needing a gym membership. Right. It's just so incredible.
It's free 99.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it really is. And it can be done anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I love. And I've been able to like explore areas that I never would have.
And it could fit into any schedule too.
Factual statement. Mm-hmm. Factual statement. Now, we are broadcasting from SFU, Burnaby Mountain. I happen to work here, but I don't live and, you know, breathe up here on campus. It's a pretty expensive campus. Like, are you up here all the time?
Yeah. I live on campus. I'm in the dorms here.
Okay.
Because, unfortunately, that's the cheapest option for me.
That's a fair statement.
It's still pretty ridiculous, but
it is. And how do you find walking up here on the mountain? Like, do you feel that it is safe?
I feel like that's definitely more of a loaded question.
That's fair,
because I feel like, and I firmly believe this, I feel as if most areas in most places are safe if you have a like tall mask presenting walking buddy.
Yes.
And it's broad daylight.
Right.
And when those two things aren't added to the equation and you just want to like walk to blow off some steam or to regulate yourself, or maybe you're a smoker like I am.
And you need to do it outdoors,
guys.
You
need to do it outdoors because you want to be respectful.
Of course.
And you want to get your walk in anyway. Sometimes even just a simple act like that can feel so unsafe.
I agree. So I live in New West, and I am close to Queen's Park. So I walk through Queen's Park, and it's so interesting that, you know, you'll if you enter the park, depending on the entrance, there is like a sign of all like the animals for you to pay attention to, right? You know, cougars, coyotes, all that, whatever. Even bears. I was shooketh. I did not realize that bears stroam through there. But then I realized, okay, so as humans, like, we see a sign like that, and okay, you realize, okay, these are some things that you have to pay attention to. But then it goes another step further, because sometimes some of us also have to worry about predatory people. And in many cases happens to be men. You know, and so not only are you having to worry about animals, you know what I mean? You literally have to worry about like predatory men. And so the act of walking at whatever time that you want to, because your body needs that regulation, isn't always that safe to do so, right? And so I know that up on the mountain, they've had bear sightings and all the things. So I'm sure you're dealing with the same.
On the walks that I have been deliberately harassed on, I have the same exact path that's like back through the dorms and then through the townhouses and down that path to Burnaby Mountain Park. I have seen like full grown families of bears like digging through the trash. Like, they don't pay me any mind.
So it's interesting.
It's the men that do.
Listen, okay, so I did a little bit of research online, and of course I found a Reddit post. And so I did some research online because I am, you know, I've also reached out to SFU's campus public safety, because I feel like this conversation will be an ongoing conversation, right? Like, this is not, you know, we just talk about this right now and that's it. I would love to have more voices and stuff like that to discuss. But I did some research, and so to see like how safe is SFU perceived, and I found a post about a year ago, and to summarize, basically there was like some changes that were made, I guess, based on, you know, people's concern about safety, and it mentioned that they do work closely with local authorities and community groups to ensure that they're having like a balance of public access to SFU campuses, because that is a thing, right? Like, it is not just open to students. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? So they are trying to strike that balance between, you know, the public access as well as supporting the safety of their core communities, which is the students, faculty, and staff. So I mentioned the SFU's campus public safety, and that it's like there's a team, I guess, and they're meant to provide a secure environment 24/7 through emergency responses, crime prevention, safety consultants, etc. However, sometimes if you reach out to them, buttons don't work, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a little glitch.
Yeah, yeah.
In the situation, you know?
I was in a situation where I really needed to press that blue button on campus, those glowing security buttons. And when the button was pressed, the person on the other line couldn't hear me.
Mm.
And instead of sending someone to me, they just hung up and I had to call the separate number.
Right.
Which feels like it's great that we have so many of these things in place, like the SFU Safe Walk and SFU yeah. like Safe App, mm-hmm. the helpline and all of those wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
But those buttons are so crucial to our security, especially if like you had your phone mm-hmm. and it was dead
mm-hmm.
and you just need like somebody to know exactly where you are right then and there.
Absolutely. And it's not even, it's like when we're faced with like the adrenaline that we experience when we're faced in like situations mm-hmm. that we're feeling unsafe, we don't always have the acumen mm-hmm. to like be dialing a number,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like our phones are not even like designed that easy